Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Few minutes past 3 p.m. Gorgeous day out there. So a couple weeks ago, we celebrated the 25th anniversary of the DGS and of 97.1, and I went out to a celebration that 97.1 had out in the valley, and as I was leaving, Dennis Hancock was walking in and introduced himself, and I asked him to be on the show, and he's now in studio with us. He's running for St. Louis County Executive, and I'm going to let Dennis introduce himself, but basically, Dennis is a businessman, and he was the mayor of Fenton for 12 years and has been a part of the St. Louis County Board now since 2023. So thanks. It was really nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Dave. I appreciate it. And just a little about my background. I was the mayor of Fenton for 12 years during the days I was there when Chrysler invested $1 billion in their plants, and I was there the day they locked the doors for the last time.
So you know the good, you know the bad.
I've been through the highs and lows.
Yeah.
But I learned from that and learned some very important lessons, like there are problems that you can solve, and and most of the time you can solve them with a reasonable solution, and people understand if you communicate openly with them, let them know what's going on, and they're willing to maybe do with a little bit less to help the greater good.
Yeah. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in St. Charles County.
Okay.
I was the youngest of seven children, grew up on a small farm, dad was the first person in his family to graduate from high school. My mother had to drop out of school at the sixth grade to help raise her brothers and sisters. And so I learned a lot of valuable lessons from them. I learned the value of hard work. I also learned the value of an education. And one of the things that my dad always preached to us was get as much education as you can. And I think he'd be pretty proud of the fact that five of his seven children went on to get master's degrees.
Absolutely. So I'm the youngest of three. What's the youngest of seven like?
there are days when it's great because everybody wants to spoil you. And yeah. There are days when...
Get this kid out of my sight.
Yeah, you got to run away. Everybody's after you.
So tell me about your education.
I have an MBA from Brunel University in Gainesville, Georgia. I lived in Atlanta for 5 years, and while I was there, I took the opportunity to do that. My undergraduate degree is from UMSL. I went to the St. Louis question is where did I go to high school? Went to St. Dominic High School in O'Fallon.
So did my daughter.
Yep.
There you go. What led you into public service?
You know, it was not something I had on my bucket list to do, and but my last job that I had with Verizon was as a regional manager for community and economic development. And a lot of that was working with communities across the Midwest, helping them to develop marketing plans for job attraction and job retention. And so when I retired from there at the age of 47, and after listening to my wife tell me for a year that, there's a fine line between being an unemployed bum and being retired at 47.
Very fine.
I decided that that sounded like something that would be interesting, and a friend of mine encouraged me to do it. So after running what was probably the worst campaign in the history of political campaigns, I lost my first foray, but then 2 years later decided I can run a better campaign and I can do a better job of getting elected.
Yeah.
And I did. Beat a six-year incumbent and was able to turn things around in the city of Fenton. At the time, there were some things going on that most people didn't know about, and we were able to work our way through those and come up with a much better solutions to the problems we had. And I was reelected 5 times after the initial time. So I left on my own terms. I decided after 12 years that, I'd let somebody else have the fun. Mm-hmm. And I walked away, which is something most politicians don't do.
You usually don't go out on your own, do you?
Right. Yeah. Right. And so it was timing was right, and I did it. And a few years later, I got a call one night from the chairperson of the Republican Central Committee telling me that Tim Fitch had been drawn out of the council district that he was representing, and they needed me to run for his seat. And I said, well, let me go talk to my wife and see what she says. So I went in the other room, and I said, my wife says, who's on the phone? And I told her, and she said, well, what did she want? I said, she wanted me to run, wants me to run for the county council. And she says, well, you know, you're going to say yes. And I said, what do you mean? She said, because if you were going to say no, you would have already done it.
You wouldn't come to me. That's good. So, she's smart. So, maybe she should run.
Yeah, well, like people tell me all the time, she's a much better politician than I am.
So I'm going to ask you to set aside your modesty.
Yep.
For example, I'm really funny. I'm terrible at math. I'm a good guy. I'm very lazy. Like, what are you good at?
I'm good at fixing things. I'm a problem solver. That's my nature. And I love to find something that's broken and fix it. And then let's take a step back and say, yeah, I fixed that. And there are a lot of ways that can be applied. I whether it's just tinkering around with something at the house or, solving big problems in St. Louis County government. I like to do that, and I'm good at it. And I think that if anybody that knows me would be asked the same question, they would say the same thing.
So that must have been challenging and frustrating to be a fixer in the corporate world, and where things seem much more understandable, mm-hmm. identifiable, predictable, reliable. And then you get into the world of politics where all those things go out the window.
I tell people all the time, my world isn't black and white. It's about 95% gray.
Yeah.
And so what you have to do is see your way through that. And that's where the experience comes in. The experience of being in the corporate world and the experience of being in the political world. And it lets me know that what the path I'm on is probably a good path. It also lets me know if a path that I'm on isn't the right path.
Yeah.
And one thing I've learned in both worlds is you can turn around and say, you know what, let's go in a different direction.
Yeah.
And there's no shame in saying that. And so many people in the political world, I told people for since my first day in politics, you don't get into politics if you don't have an ego, because you're out there telling everybody,
I know,
listen, I'm the best at doing this.
Yeah.
And so what the really good politicians do, they're able to put it aside and do what's best for the people they represent.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Dennis Hancock, part of the St. Louis County Board, who's running for executive St. Louis County, which Sam Page currently occupies. So doing this job, I tend to kind of know a little bit about everything, but I don't deep dive on everything. I remember back during the Better Together when it seemed like the sentiment for people who didn't like it was, well, the county knows what it's doing. It can find its ass with both hands. The city can't. Let's not bring the county down because the city's so feckless. But over the years since then, my intuition it is, and maybe it's just been all the kerfuffle with Sam Page, the county sort of lost its way a little bit.
You're absolutely right. And what I've taken to telling people is you don't take two things that are broken and slap them together and say, oh, now it's fixed. It just doesn't work that way. I liken it to, being on an airplane and, they give the safety instruction and they tell you that if the oxygen mask falls, put your own on first before you try to help somebody else. I think that's what we have to do in St. Louis County. We have problems. We have serious problems, one of which is a $60 million budget deficit that we're facing. We have to solve for that and come up with a long-term solution, not just throw a few dollars at it and hope it stays that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that what people expect us to do is to be good stewards of their tax dollars. And we have to get to the point where that's where we are.
Yeah.
And we're really not there in St. Louis County yet.
How did you get off course?
I think part of it is a lack of leadership. I think that one of the things that Dr. Page is, you know, he's a doctor. He's a smart guy. But I think one of the things that he doesn't do so well is to communicate his vision. And most people, if you ask them what is his vision for the county, will tell you he doesn't have one. So it's not just having that vision, though. You have to be able to work with the council and the department heads and everybody else involved to come up with solutions that actually work. And that's a real challenge for him, is to be able to communicate with all those different constituencies and do a good job with it.
So as a fix-it guy, you know that there are some things that seem obvious, big red light going off, but they're not the first thing you really need to fix. What are the first few things you need to fix if you get in there?
The first thing we need to fix is our budget. We can't do anything if we don't have the money to do it, because everything we do costs a lot of money.
Which not everyone sees.
Right.
There are a lot of people who are like, $60
million. Well, it's 10% of the general fund budget. So that's a big number. And, I liken it to when Chrysler closed their doors. That represented about 15% of our annual revenues for the city of Fenton. Mm-hmm. We found a way to work through that problem by looking at what were we spending money on, you know, and how could we do things more efficiently, more effectively. And we did things like we had programs in place like we shoveled the driveways for our seniors in the wintertime. We cut their grass in the summertime. Nobody does that. So we decided, you know, we couldn't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We identified the nice-to-haves versus the must-haves.
Yeah.
And we did a good job of determining what the must-haves were and finding the money and reprioritizing and making sure that we could meet those must-haves. And we did a good job of that.
So Steve Ellman, county executive for St. Charles, Kara Spencer, the mayor of St. Louis, both friends of the show, both personal friends of ours. I like them very much, believe in them, trust them. And I know Steve, who is not going to run, decided to run largely because the players on the board changed. And he told us on the air just last week, he felt like, okay, with the new mayor and possibly a new St. Louis County executive, I think we have a window to get some stuff done here. Give me your vision of the way the county, St. Charles County, and the city coexist.
You know, I've known Steve Ellman for a long time, and he's a great guy, and he's a smart guy, and he gets it. You know, that the region for decades has been St. Louis County, St. Louis City, and the rest of the world just doesn't exist. We have to expand that vision. When you look at population, St. Charles County is twice the size of St. Louis City. You look at Jefferson County, they're about the same size. You look at the counties across the river, they're all the same size. Yet we don't include any of them when we're talking about the region. We need to. They have resources that we don't have. They have good people working for them, and they have a vision that we can share. I think there are a lot of things that we can do together. One of them that we're working on right now is this regional police training academy. It's a great idea, and Steve Ellman brought that to us at St. Louis County, and the council was all over it. We thought it was a great idea. And so I think, you know, we have to be willing to listen to other people's ideas. We can't just dismiss them as, oh, well, they're in St. Charles County. They don't know anything.
Yeah. Guys, any questions before we let Dennis go?
Dennis, thanks for being here with us. Do you have anything you want to say about the criminal charges that Sam Page is facing?
You know, what I've said consistently is I'm not going to call for him to resign. That's his decision to make. I would hope that he's considering the impact it's having on his family, on his friends, on the people who voted for him and the people he serves. And I think that, he's entitled to his day in court, and that's the direction apparently he's chosen to go in. But it's certainly a distraction, and it has to be for him.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the time.
Yeah. Good luck to you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts. Up on the
building, down on the pavement. Welcome back, guys. DJS 324.
You know what? I was just talking to Dennis. I'm going to start using that. Like, just be honest. What are you good at? What are you bad at? That's a great question, you know, for people to just be honest about it. But it made me think of this. I was thinking about a week ago, I never hear about anyone reading or writing poetry anymore. And it was such a big thing in our history, right? All the great poets and Dickinson and, you know, the others, Longfellow. And so I started reading poetry and I bought a book of poetry.
Who's it by?
It's a compendium.
Okay.
So I just went with like a general, yeah, like the best of poems.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm smart enough to get it. Like, you know me, I love talking about existential things and poetry is just an existential approach to life. Maybe it's the reading. I don't know. But man, I'm good for like one poem and I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Could it be that that's directly linked to the explosion in music over the last 70, 80 years.
It's a smart thought.
Where you've got so many artists and a lot of people that might have otherwise been poets are writing lyrics for songs.
That's going to be my excuse. I mean, I like it.
Hey, listen. So if that's poetry, then I do listen to poetry. I listen to songs.
Okay, I have a physics thing I needed to run by you guys.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to use my degree.
You know how into that I am. And I understand from quantum physics and quantum mechanics, like the possibility waves, right? And that nothing is anything until you observe it. Are we all on the same page on that?
I know that that is a theory, yes.
Yes. That it's just basically a possibility wave that could be Kevin, but it's not Kevin until I observe Kevin, and then it commits to being Kevin. And I saw a physicist last night. He's one of the regular guys. And he was doing a podcast, and he said, you realize, don't you, that when you park your car in the driveway at night, It does no longer exist. It does not have physical form until you or someone else observes it. And that freaked me out.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
I think that sounds very
stupid. Now, if you could prove it to me in some way, but I know this is all theoretical physics. This is not like, hey, look at this. We proved it. Just like gravity exists and we can measure it. And what... I'm not saying they're wrong. I don't know, but you got to prove it to me.
I feel like, okay, so let's say like we put a camera on.
But the camera's observing it.
But the camera's not a person.
It's still being observed.
The camera cannot observe anything.
Not true.
How does it know?
It can't.
How does the thing know a camera's looking at it?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, I don't think it does. Unless it's all sentient, and that's just kind of like, all right, you know, it just knows. Well, then that would be a possible explanation. But again, prove it.
Yeah. What's the reasoning behind the idea that it goes away or ceases to exist?
That unless something's being observed, it goes back to being a probability wave. And so what the essence of that thing, whether it's a particle or it's a car, you observe it, it chooses, it takes form. Yes, it's a carbon particle. Yes, it's a PT, whatever, cruiser. But when you stop observing it, it goes back to a possibility wave. Welcome back, guys. DGS. Man, if you looked at the stream and the comments, you would have no friggin' idea what this show's about.
if you didn't hear the previous segment, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like from Trump and Epstein to would you rather be happy in a hive mind or be an individual to quantum physics.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
It's great, isn't it?
And now from the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, Dave Murray.
Equally as weird.
Equally as weird. Right.
I don't know. Am I really seeing you guys, or is it?
Does that
if you close your eyes, I'm not here. Apparently,
that's right. Yeah.
Being a science guy, does that stuff intrigue you, or does it kind of piss you off a little bit?
No, it is. It's very intriguing because it makes you think.
Yeah.
And I do, though I don't think all the time, and Janice would attest to that. Uh-huh. That I do. I like to ponder things, much like you, Dave.
Very much.
Really. It's like, okay, does it make sense? Probably not, but
yeah.
What if it does?
Well, yeah. It does make sense, like as one of our listeners pointed out on the chat. It makes sense on the quantum level, but we don't live on the quantum level.
Yeah.
True. But I have my eyes closed, so I can't hear a word you're saying.
I don't exist.
Yeah, I'm like you, Dave. I don't know how smart I am. I know how smart I'm not.
Yes.
Right? I'm pretty comfortable
yeah.
with that.
Yeah.
But
me too.
My whole life, I have been a ponderer. Even as a kid, man, I would just go into zones in my room by myself and
contemplate
the world.
I did it by looking at the sky, which explains a lot of what I did for a living. And what I still do is that it still fascinates me. I can look out a window or sit outside in a chair and watch the sky and watch the trees and watch the birds and just let my mind go wandering.
Dave, knowing you as well as I do, I bet it makes you mad that you're not going to be here in 40 years. Neither will I. And the things that people are going to learn about meteorology.
Yes, no question about it. Though I'm very concerned about the way computers and AI now are taking over weather forecasting, because there's always going to be an aspect where the human has to be involved to try to nail this down.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there is, and I saw it started about 15 years ago, there can be too much information. So you don't use your brain. You just take that information and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Use your brain. Forecast, young forecasters out there and people who want to be a meteorologist, still in their younger ages, learn the science, learn the atmosphere, and forecast. Don't look at a model and say, oh, that's the forecast. That's not forecasting. The model is.
Joel on the stream says, anyone else see the Northern Lights last night? I did not.
Yeah.
I think they're supposed today be able to be seen tonight, possibly.
Yeah, we couldn't see a naked eye, but when we took a picture on the phone, you could see it. Yeah.
Cool.
Interesting. I haven't gotten a lot of feedback that people saw it in our area up to our north, but some were seen as far south as Alabama and Florida. There was actually two strong solar storms that came at us, hit the earth last night. There is another one coming behind that, and that means that it actually is coming through right now. And so the Northern Lights are possible again overnight tonight, this evening and overnight. You have to be very dark locations, but strong.
I was going to say, Dave, is it going to be harder for me to see, like, living in the city?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It was one of the
cooler... true of almost everything living in the
right,
city.
Right, that is the bummer. It's like, I'll hear about some event, and I'm like, ooh, this will be so cool. And then you go outside, it's like, oh, okay. Well.
That was one of the cooler parts of living in Alaska, the Northern Lights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just...
I've never seen them. That's one thing I've never seen.
No, I've seen a thing that Dave hasn't seen. That's crazy.
There you go.
I didn't see it for real, though.
No?
I mean, I didn't see it in real life. I saw it on the picture that my wife took. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah. So but in real time, though? No, I'm teasing you.
Robert says, it's 10:37 here in Portofino, Italy. I finally got to take a peek at what's going on the stream.
Cool.
Nice.
All right. That's very cool.
Portofino.
It's 10:37 in Portofino, Italy. Whoop-dee-doo.
We got Cartman appearing on the show.
Whoop-dee-doo.
From Portofino to Godfrey. We got it all.
I'm just having my morning Italian wine.
Why does he talk like that?
What's your problem with Robert?
Sounds like somebody's a little jelly.
Yeah, he's bragging about how he's humble bragging about how he's in Italy.
No, he's letting us know that he's listening.
He's letting us know he has a better life than I do. That's what he's letting us know.
He's letting us know that even though he's out there having fun, he's still attached to the DGS and he's chiming in.
Yeah, you
got you. I got you, Robert.
Look at it this way. Andrew, it's late afternoon for us, and it's still early morning for him. He's got a long day to go ahead of him.
Yeah.
Oh, I assumed it was 10:37.
Yeah, I think it's PM. Yeah, it's only PM.
Oh, PM?
Yeah.
Is it PM?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, then he's ready for
and he's ready to go down for a nice sleep. Oh, his day's all wrapped up and perfect.
Wow. Robert, I'm sorry that this is happening.
I don't know why Andrew's just taking shots in.
Robert says DGS for life. Way to go, Andrew.
See? Make him feel worse, Andrew.
Yeah, he's high-roading me.
So are we.
Well, Dave, we're getting good training for this weekend because it's 79 in the studio right now. So
there you go. Yeah, that's quite warm. Yeah, we're 65 today, 65 again tomorrow. The big deal tomorrow is that the overnight low, like tonight we're going down to about 39, so it's chilly out the door. Mm-hmm. But tomorrow night we're only going down to 52, so out the door on Friday, it's going to feel really nice. And we're going up to 75, sunshine on Friday. Records 81 from 1971. Friday night, we only go back to 60 degrees for the overnight low. That's pretty amazing this time of year. Saturday, sunny, 78. The record Saturday, also 81 degrees from 1971. That's a little weird to have the exact number and the exact year. Cold front comes through late Saturday night into early Sunday morning. Doesn't have much moisture to work with. The cutoff low, what kind of looked like a few days ago, is that this cold front would match with this low pressure coming out of the southwest. That's not going to happen. So partly sunny on Sunday, nothing more than a spot shower, but it is cooler, but still above average, 62. These southwest lows are notoriously slow movers. They take a lot of push to get it out of the southwest and come into the middle of the nation. Probably won't happen until maybe Monday night or Tuesday of next week. That is something, going back to the original concept here of forecasting, AI models and computer models don't really know that these things are slow coming out. So they say, okay, here it is now, here it's where it's going to be, here it's coming. So they don't pick up on that. Really important for winter storm forecasting. When you see these big southwest lows, it's like, oh, it's going to start snowing right away. And it takes like 3 days to get here. Just a little tip.
Yeah. I like hearing the backstories to the weather. That's cool. A couple headlines, Rach?
Yeah, headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So Matthew McConaughey and Michael Caine have just signed contracts to do AI-generated versions of their voices. And you might wonder, why would they
all
do
right,
this?
All right.
Yeah, I don't think we need one for Matthew.
So Matthew McConaughey is using a company called 11 Labs technology to build a Spanish language audio version of his newsletter, which is called Lyrics of Livin', Dave Murray, if you want to subscribe, if you haven't subscribed already. He's got a newsletter, Lyrics of Livin'.
But that's okay.
They can use AI to, you know, do this in Spanish, but in Matthew McConaughey's own voice. I mean, I'm not anti-AI everything. This is actually seems like a pretty good use of that. I mean, I guess it does take away a job from a Spanish-speaking person, but I get why people would want to hear Matthew McConaughey himself doing this. So I'm
not
neutral
really him,
on this
though.
One. I'm neutral.
But at least he's in on it. That's a big deal. Did you see the Morgan Freeman thing?
No.
So he's apparently suing companies because people are cloning his voice. And he said, I love his quote. He said, "I'm a little pissed off. Don't mimic me with falseness. I don't appreciate it. And I get paid for doing stuff like that. So if you're going to do it without me, you're robbing me." Yeah. I completely agree.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Andrew, update on Robert.
Yeah, says, I was just going to do that, too. This is important.
My kids at home in Marin, Illinois, sent me some wild pictures of the Northern Lights. Unfortunately, when she texted us, she woke us up at 3:57 a.m. Italy time.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's not now all see, perfect
turn
in Italy.
Off notifications at night.
Big trouble on the Amalfi Coast.
They're visiting.
You're on vacation. Turn off the notifications at night, buddy. You don't want to get woken up by that. Or at least put your phone on vibrate.
Now he's going off on Robert.
No. I'm trying to help Robert enjoy his vacation.
Now he's getting lectured on how to have vacation.
You know?
How to work a phone.
Just saying, family members sometimes don't remember things like when you're sleeping.
Yeah, that's very true.
Not that my dad ever texts me at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, the proposal to rename the Department of Defense as the Department of War could cost taxpayers up to $2 billion.
Shouldn't that be enough to just stop it?
Well, wow. We still need congressional approval, so we're not quite there yet. But it would involve updating signage, letterhead, digital systems at military installations across the world. So yeah, I hope this does. I don't really care what you call it.
Right.
I don't want to spend $2 billion of taxpayer
don't
money
do this.
To change the
Speaking
name
of,
for no reason.
Have you guys seen the gold stencil at the White House?
Oh my God, it looks like Cheesecake Factory.
Google the gold stencil, Rage.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not the gold lame stuff on the inside of the Oval Office. On the outside of the Oval Office.
Oh, I have seen this.
And I'm sure it's not, but it literally looks like someone took three pieces of copy paper and used gold stencil, like you would say, like, live, love, laugh, and it's on the outside of the friggin' Oval Office. It looks so crappy and chintzy.
Some things look good, just classic, right?
Like, yes, like you don't need a sign saying the Oval Office.
You don't want to put like gold trim on the Yankees uniform, right? We don't need to do anything funny with the Cardinals' regular old home uniform. It's fine. It's good the way it is.
Zoran Mondani says he will call Donald Trump in the coming weeks, saying this is a relationship that will be critical to the success of New York City. I think they should make that like a pay-per-view telephone call. Raise some
money
for
a couple
charity.
Of weeks, you would think he would have done that already.
Yeah, just I don't saying. Think those two like each other.
I think he was waiting for Trump
game.
To call him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah, let's stop there, Dave. I don't want to get these other stories are kind of heavy and we're running out of time. So.
Fine. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it.
All righty.
All right, quick break, right back. DGS, happy Wednesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
DGS. So you know I'm weird. In my basket of weirdnesses, I don't have health anxiety, thank God, not yet, but I have body anxiety, and my recent one, I think I mentioned this to Rage a couple weeks ago, I don't feel like my neck should be able to hold my head up.
You did not mention this one to me.
I don't feel like my neck should be able to hold my head up.
Why?
What are you concerned about?
It just feels weird. It's sort of like people, if you say, like, think about your heartbeat, and then you're like, stop it.
So this is more of an overall neck problem than your specific neck. You're not finding fault with your neck. You're just freaked out by necks.
I think I've caused my neck to feel weird.
Yeah.
Because if you can see me on the stream right now, I'm like,
yeah.
Like, I hold my neck weird because it feels weird to me now, and it started popping, and I hate that. My kids both are poppers.
Ooh, I'm popping right now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
My neck, I hate it. My neck is like Rice Krispies. If I do all that, it's like crack.
I went to a chiropractor one time, and he cracked my neck, and it felt amazing, but I also felt like I should be dead right now. So I don't like the concept of neck cracking.
I don't like anybody else doing it to me.
Yeah.
I like moving around and stretching, and then you feel that little, oh, yeah, that's good.
See,
I don't want anybody else like
that's where the anxiety
cranking
comes in.
My skull.
Anxiety lies to you. And my anxiety lies to me and says, if you move your neck around or stretch it and stuff, something's going to break. And so I don't, and then it feels weird. Mm. So,
yeah, it's not going to break, Dave.
So you say. You think you can see your car at night.
No, not if I'm sleeping.
I wonder how many overconfident chiropractors ever get in there like, ooh, this is going to be a good crack. And then they like paralyze someone for life. It's got to happen
Enough
every
that I
once
don't
in a
go.
While. Yeah, it has to have happened at least once.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, don't be doing that
It's
to
happened
me.
A whole lot more than that.
Yeah.
No shade to chiropractors.
No, I'm just
saying. I'm sure you don't kill your patients.
But sometimes they go in there and they're like, oh, come here. And they're like doing all this crazy stuff. And I'm like, how do you know this is going to turn out okay?
Mm-hmm. On that, have you guys ever seen the prank that people play on each other with that, where they want you to crack their back and they put uncooked pasta in their mouth? And then as soon as the person squeezes, they crack it.
Yeah. It's a good one.
And then they fall to the ground.
That's a good
one. And the person's like, oh my God.
I would just run.
That's what some of them do. They're like, oh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.